Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It is Monday. I hope you had a wonderful, wonderful weekend. I had a good weekend. I kind of took Saturday off as a Beth day. I just went to town. I had some errands I needed to run, and I just went to town and did a few shopping things, did some girly things, and grocery shopping, and then I came home. So it took me several hours, and when I got home, my husband he put a swing up in the tree for the grandkids. And then he went and bought, and it was supposed to be for our anniversary, bought this great big porch swing. And he put it up in the tree, and they just wear him out, pushing them all, a ton of them in this. And he put it on the back porch of the house instead of in the tree. And he was sitting there whenever I came home. He was sitting there in the porch swing there by the house. And then we went out and ate. And yesterday we had a family wedding. And now you know what I did all weekend. And the family wedding was in the St. Louis area. And it was a pretty day. We were a little worried it was going to be an ugly day, but it was a pretty day. And it seems to be a pretty day today. We are heading into fall, which has winter right around the corner. We are in a mess here in the United States as far as people getting along. It seems like we have a lot of dissension, division. But I want to tell you that I see hope, and that hope is in you. But you need to be paying attention to the things that are being said and being done. And election time is not that far away in 2018. And there are lots of D.C. occupiers that need to be replaced on both the Democrat and the Republican side. Now, we're going to talk about the Republican side a great deal today, because they're the ones who claim they are conservatives and represent the people. And yet, the Democrat side claims they are socialistic, and they represent the people. And, of course, we know that is a big lie. Two men that have left the White House are Steve Bannon and Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Steve Bannon and Sebastian Gorka, but Steve Bannon is the one who said it, declared war against the establishment Rhino Republicans because they are bucking the president. Not backing, bucking. Now, we talked last week about some of the things that they're not doing. And Mitch McConnell, do you think he should be kicked out of his position there as, oh no, he's not Speaker of the House, what is he? He's the Senate Majority Leader. Speaker of the House is Paul Ryan. Do you think he should be kicked out? I believe both of them need to go, and I thought when they elected both of them to take those positions again that nothing would change. I said then, nothing's going to change. Sebastian Gorka, Dr. Gorka, had an interview, and I have his interview here in my hand of many of the things he said, and I wanted to share that with you this morning because I thought it was very good. He identifies perceives as the top three threats to America. Former White House aide Sebastian Gorka says radical Islamic jihadists, China, are you ready for this one? And radical leftists pose the greatest threats to the U.S. national security. But he says they will be defeated by President Trump and his supporters who are restoring America's global dominance and reclaiming the country's culture. Now, I don't know that I would say supporters. Do we really support one man, or are we all on the same page with liberty and constitutionality and bringing God back to this nation? We're going to talk a little bit later on in the show about the taking of the knee in the NFL. But what really needs to happen is Americans, those of us who call ourselves Christians, need to be taking a knee for America. Dr. Gorka was speaking to WorldNet Daily at its weekend's Values Voters Summit in Washington, D.C. Gorka also noted that President Trump's decision to decertify the 2015 Iran nuclear deal is a major step in crushing terrorism. Now, that's coming from Dr. Gorka, but I have an article here, if I can find it real quickly, from Pat Buchanan. But it's not an article from Pat Buchanan. It's somebody wrote an article about something that he said, and he's really concerned about the decertification of the Iran deal. I'm just going to interrupt my Sebastian Gorka article to insert this. Conservative commentator Pat Buchanan says that the United States is headed down a very dicey road with President Donald Trump's decertification of the Iran nuclear deal. According to what Pat Buchanan is telling us, and I want you to know that I think the world of Pat Buchanan, and I believe that Dr. Gorka is very sincere, and I think the world of him. But they're not on the same page with this, and I'm just throwing that out there for you to see what page you're on. Pat Buchanan says he claims that they are complying with the deal. Iran is complying with the deal. James Mattis says, Defense Secretary James Mattis says it. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says it, that the Iranians are complying with the deal. Now, we don't know if they're really complying. And he goes on to say in this interview that the Europeans believe it as well, and the inspectors believe it. Almost everyone agrees. And that it's a slippery slope. It's a very dicey road that we're headed down to decertify the Iran deal. Well, I don't know what we can do about it. He says, if the Republican Party reimposes the sanctions that were lifted when Iran signed the deal and abided by the deal, we're setting ourselves up for a collision course with Iran and possibly another war in the Middle East, on top of the one in Afghanistan, Iran, Syria, Libya, and Yemen. Again, this is what Pat Buchanan's saying. I really like and trust Pat Buchanan, but I also really like and trust Dr. Gorka, so I'm not sure. The Iran deal was a bad deal in the first place. It looks to me that President Trump's throwing it back at Congress. Congress is the one responsible. I realize that President Barack Obama did this Iran deal, but Congress allowed it. They just handed it over to him. Think about what they did back then. I want to share with you what Dr. Gorka says. What we're fighting in this nation. We've got all these fires that we have to put out that President Trump is having to deal with from past presidents, not just the one he's come after, but past presidents. And we're dealing with the fallout. And what is he going to do? You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. And we're going to talk about Dr. Gorka's three threats to America when we come back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We, the people, must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm sharing with you what Dr. Gorka said at the WorldNet Daily Values Voter Summit in Washington, D.C. this weekend. You know, I didn't know about that. That would have been fun to have gone to. I had a wedding. I couldn't go to it anyway, but he says the closest threat, the most imminent one, is, of course, the jihadis that created September the 11th. And that's the 5-meter target, he said. That's the close-range target. But now, under a leadership of President Trump, under the office of Secretary Mattis, we're crushing them in Syria and in Iraq. Well, now, they're telling us that, but do we really know what we're doing there? That's me interjecting here. Trump has sought China's help in dealing with North Korea, he says, as China has remained one of the last defenders of dictator Kim Jong-un, and could apply enormous financial pressure should it turn on the North Korean leader. China looks like they're going to try and play along right now. This is me trying to paraphrase and get through this article with you. And Nikki Haley's done a great job, I think. I was a little concerned with her whenever they went in there because I really didn't like the decision she made in South Carolina, this governor. But I do think she's doing a good job. He goes on to say, China has the most leverage to deal with North Korea. And the fact that the president and Ambassador Haley at the UN have managed to convince China that even if you're in competition with us, you will not profit by having a nuclear war on your border, and they joined us with Russia. It's a big deal. It's the tightest sanctions package so far against North Korea in history. And that tells us, that tells you, how big a problem North Korea truly is. China may be our long-term enemy, but they don't want a war in their back doorstep either. Then he goes on, talks a little bit more about China, actually quite a bit more about China. This, he says, that Trump has pledged, and if you'll remember through the campaign, that he was going to bomb the you-know-what out of ISIS and totally destroy North Korea. He says the Trump administration will not engage in nation building. And I know that has been a fear of many Americans, that that's what would actually take place. But it says that's not what's going to happen. He says this is not a neoconservative adventurist administration. The president is not interested in intervention. He has said before he became president and after he became president, I do not do nation building. He's interested in helping our friends and neighbors be safe, but the people he is here to protect are the American people. How long has it been since we've heard a president or anybody in Congress say they're here to protect the American people? It's been a long time. Well, President Trump has said it, but since then, before then, it has been a long time. Remember what he said, this is coming back from Gorka again, remember what he said when he pulled us out of the Paris Accord. He said, I was elected by the citizens of Pittsburgh, so this is not a Bush 3 administration, it's not an isolationist, nor is it an expansionist intervention. It's that safe, common sense middle track that looks at our interest first. Now, I know Pittsburgh was mad. The governor there, I think it was upset about it, said he's not representing us. But it was a coined phrase, I'm not here to represent Paris, I'm here to represent Pittsburgh. They're the ones who elected me, not Paris. While Gorka assured the commander-in-chief will adhere to his campaign promises, I don't know about you, but I've been a little concerned about that. His promises to the American people, domestically and abroad. He warned that members of the Trump administration are undermining the Make America Great platform and have been influencing the president to become more politically correct on Islamic radical extremism, an issue that is what prompted the resignation of Dr. Gorka from the White House. And if you remember, he mentioned this before, that it was when he gave that, when President Donald Trump gave his speech to read on the Afghanistan situation, that it was missing the words radical Islamic terrorism, ISIS. And that's when he decided to resign and that he could do more for the president on the outside of the White House than he could on the inside of the White House. Now, we have talked here on CSC Talk Radio for a long time that if we want to bring America home, we have to do it locally. We have to get out and vote. We have to get out and vote. We're the only ones who can drain the swamp. We're the only ones that can groom the next group of, I don't want career politicians, statesmen. We're the only ones that can do that. We're going to quickly go to Tom from Michigan. He wants to talk about the Iran deal. Tom, how are you today?
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome, sir.
Yeah, when Obama made this deal, the point is that it wasn't a treaty in the first place. It would have had to go through Congress. You know, and there was a case that I know Irwin Schiff first started talking about it. Federal Crop Insurance versus Merrill. It was in 1947. And they basically busted an insurance deal between the government and a farmer named Merrill, where he insured his crops through this federal program. The statute had language that said he could only insure one crop a year. Well, he lost his first crop and replanted and lost that. What happened was when he went, the staff in the office, they let him take out the second policy. And then when he went to collect, they wouldn't pay. And basically what the court said was whatever the form in which government functions, anyone entering into an arrangement with the government takes the risk of having accurately ascertained that he who purports to act for the government stays within the bounds of his authority. So in other words, the deal, you know, I think Iran, you know, bears blame for not knowing our system, that, you know, that they didn't have the, you know, the anything from the Senate. They didn't have a legitimate treaty, you know, an agreement in the Uniform Commercial Code, and of course, an agreement is not a contract.
No, and of course, Tom, as you know, when we go back to when that happened, Congress really pretty much gave it. I mean, they just gave it up and handed it to President Barack Obama and let him and Kerry do whatever they wanted. And we didn't even know what was in the deal. And, of course, the American people, I don't think we still know what was in the deal. I think it's good that the Congress is looking at it. So what if Iran's complying? We don't know what they're really, if they're really complying, because if you remember, they were doing their own inspections. They wouldn't agree to anybody else coming in and inspecting.
But what I'm saying,
I know what you're saying. It's not a treaty, so it's no, we're not bound to it. I know what you're saying. But I'm saying we do need to go back and look at it.
Well, of course, it's a big deal, you know. But you know, like I say, I have my doubts about Barack Obama. You know, I think that he's possibly guilty of treason for what he's done to this country. But
well, we've had several presidents that have done some things like that, and we created the problem in Iran through the Carter administration.
Well, he certainly deserves a fair trial at any rate.
Okay. All right, Tom. I appreciate the call. Thank you. You gave me a chuckle with that one. Thank you very much. We're going into another break. I want to finish up with Sebastian Gorka's comments here. And I want to talk about the culture war that's going on here in our nation. I think maybe that's our real biggest threat. And the rest of it all kind of falls underneath that. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann at 877-895-5410. And we will be right back.
Going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Lisa, why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm giving you the three main points, the three threats, according to Dr. Sebastian Gorka. And this was a speech that he was given this weekend for WorldNet Daily at their summit in D.C. He goes on to say in this, we talked about Iran and we talked about ISIS and China. And he says here, the national security threats are imminent, but liberalism is destroying the U.S. from within. Andrew Breitbart was so right when he said, politics is downstream from culture. The rot begins with culture. When we the conservatives, surrender the high schools and colleges to the radicals? When people like Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn, terrorists, can become tenured professors? God protect those poor students. When we allowed them to fill the vacuum we surrendered the culture wars to the left, to the readers of Sal Alinsky, to the crypto-Marxists, to the crypto-Maos. But don't worry. What happened on November 8th, he says, the outsider won. Leftists, he says, are losing the culture war. Look at the people who accused me or Steve of being racist, of being xenophobes. They're losing every day, he said. CNN, the Anderson Cooper rock star, less than 800,000 people watch his show every night. How many people live in America? 330 million people, and he can't even get 1 million people to watch his show. Look at the stats from Sean Hannity, he says. Look at the stats from Breitbart. We are taking America back one issue at a time. It is a cultural issue. If you'll remember, I stated before this campaign even began, it is no longer about policies, but form of government. The Democrat Party are socialistic. They take an oath to the Constitution, and then they are doing their very utmost best, working hard at turning us into a socialistic state. The rhinos and the elitists, the establishment of the Republican Party, many of them are socialists too. They want big government over independence. They're corporatists. They're making money. They're cutting deals. They're D.C. occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals. They hated Donald Trump because he was talking about trade and immigration, two things they make big bucks at. When we read about Donald Trump being influenced to be politically correct, political correctness is killing freedom of speech, which brings me to our next caller, Valid from Texas. She wanted to talk about free speech. Valid, how are you today?
I'm doing good. I wanted to talk about something that is very near dear to my heart.
Okay. And that would be?
And that would be, of course, the First Amendment of the Constitution, the amendment that protects our freedom of speech, and our Second Amendment, which is freedom of to bear arms, both of which come from God.
Absolutely.
If it wasn't for the Bible, we wouldn't be where we are today. We wouldn't be a nation of strong conservatives trying to protect what rightfully ours to begin with.
You're absolutely right. Let me read that First Amendment, if you would. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. And that is the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights.
And if the government has their way, that would be struck from the Constitution, and I don't want to see that happen.
I want to
put my foot down and say enough is enough. They're not going to get away with doing that.
And that's what we've got to do. We, the people, are the only ones that can put our foot down, say enough is enough, and get these establishment rhinos out of office and get... Somebody needs to turn the Democrat Party back into a party that actually believes in the United States of America. I appreciate it. We're having a little trouble with your phone line. I appreciate it, though. Thank you so much for bringing that up.
You're welcome.
And that goes back to our culturalism. When we talk about what's happening in this nation, this politically correct jargon that really limits your First Amendment. Now, there's a lot of people that think their vulgarity is freedom of speech. There's a lot of people that think that lying in journalism is freedom of speech, but that's not what freedom of speech is. They had a problem back in the day if they said anything against the king, they were punished. If they said anything against the king, if they did not obey the king, they were punished. Patrick Henry's speech, "Give me liberty or give me death," was after he watched a man whipped, flogged to death. He said, "What did this man do?" He refused to take a license to preach from the king. He refused to be a state minister, preacher. And he died from the beating. Yesterday was football day. I didn't watch any football. I don't know if any of you watched any football. All we're hearing is about football, you know, taking a knee. Whether they did this week or not, I don't know. So you'd have to tell me if you watched any football if they took a knee. But the anthem protest and the Trump speech in Alabama, the NFL is now viewed as one of the most divisive brands in America. This is a game. It's a game. I read somewhere else where somebody wants to start their own football league. And I think, well, you're going to do it without tax dollar money. Because the NFL, these stadiums they put up, they are with your tax dollars. And then you're charged an arm and a leg to get in there. Not to mention what you have to spend once you get in there. If you're not allowed to take a bottle of water in with you. Nope. You're not allowed to do that. And you can't take any snacks with you. Nope. You've got to buy their snacks, and you've got to pay a fortune for them. Well, Kaepernick hits the NFL owners with a grievance citing collusion. It says former San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick filed a grievance against the NFL on Sunday, alleging that he remains unsigned as a result of the collusion by owners following his protest during the national anthem. Yeah, so what? You're not that good. We're going into a break. I want to talk a little bit more about where this actually came from, if I may. I have a speech that was taken back in 2008. I didn't get a chance to double check it, but I believe that it is true from some of the things that I remember from 2008. And if it is not true, I want you to forgive me and call me immediately. But I'm going to share the words with you. 877-895-5410 is the number to CSC Talk Radio, and we will be right back. One way to bring America home is to support conservative values, to support businesses dedicated to integrity and honesty, which means putting their clients and customers first. Do you need a home loan, a great home loan? Go ahead and say it. I want a great home loan, because you do. Don Carricker of IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com fits the bill here. He's conservative, honest, business integrity, Christian man, and he's here to help you. Buying a home and getting a loan is a huge step for anyone at any age. I personally met Don, spent hours visiting with him about numerous topics. I was impressed with how he applies his conservative values in every aspect of his life. He's here to see that you get the great home loan. Bring America home with a great home loan. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com or call Don at 417-844-5370. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com, because you do.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Now, I said when we went into the break that I was going to share this with you. It is supposedly a cut from the speech that President Barack Obama made back on Sunday, the 7th of September 2008, when he was running for president the first time. Excuse me. Now, if you remember, we remember Michelle Obama saying that she had not been proud of her country until then, after her president was after her husband was elected. The Democrat Party has been very open about being socialistic. That's what they want, is socialism. They don't care about the free republic. Career politicians will call the Constitution a living, breathing document instead of realizing that it is a contract between you, the voters, and them, because we are a republic, which means the people are in charge, okay? Now, there's a lot of controversy going on about the flag. Now, if you remember, when 9/11 took place, we had some journalists, some talk show hosts or whatever, you want to call them news commentators, on the mainstream media that refused to wear a lapel pin of the flag. You remember that? So that part, you do remember. These are the following. This following is what I'm getting ready to read you. It's taken from that 2008 Sunday morning television show. And you can go YouTube this. I was trying to do that quickly. I had two shows to prepare for this morning. And this is what I chose to share with you. This was televised back on the September 7th of 2008. It was Meet the Press. He was a senator at that time, Senator Obama.
and he was asked about his stance on the American flag. Now, like I said, I didn't get to go listen to the whole thing. I know he talked a lot about the auto industry and that, and he talked about many other things, and I didn't get to get to this part. General Bill Gann, U.S. Air Force, retired, asked Obama to explain why he doesn't follow protocol when the national anthem is played. The general stated to Obama that according to the United States Code, Title 36, Chapter 10, Section 171, during rendition of the national anthem, when the flag is displayed, all present, except those in uniform, he said, are expected to stand at attention facing the flag with the right hand over their heart, or at the very least stand and face it. Now, I already think that this may not be 100% accurate, because Meet the Press was by Tom Brokaw, not General Gann. However, we do know that President Barack Obama had a problem with wearing lapel pins. We do know that he had a little issue with all of that. And he considered, according to this article, he considered the national anthem to be divisive, to be violent, speaking of the Rockets Red Flare. But if you know the story of that, those Rockets Red Flare were not the ones being shot up by the U.S. or by Americans, or by the colonists. It was the British that were firing on Fort Henry. And every time they would fire, it would light up the sky and you could see the flag. So what I'm going to say is that maybe this article that I've got isn't 100% true, and I'm going to check it out today, and I will find out if it is and where it is, okay? But the fact is that what we're seeing right now is a culture war, that they believe that we are a failing nation as far as race, and that we should be a global country, not a national country. Kevin Jackson mentioned 2 weeks ago, when I was listening to Kevin Jackson, said many people, particularly the black brothers and sisters, are raised to hate America, the nation they are born in, because of the history of slavery. And I might add, you know, the United States, I'm not condoning slavery by any way, shape, mean, size, or form. But we're not the only nation that failed and fell to that. And it is the culture that we are at that has led us away from God, like Veda was saying from Texas. We have gone away from God. And the farther we get away from God, the more we're going to see this hate, this divisiveness. We'll no longer stand on rule of law or Constitution, because we're not standing on the Bible, and the Constitution follows rule of law, which is from biblical principles. We're going to go to, let's see, if it's at Jerry from Oklahoma?
Yes, ma'am. Joy.
Joy, I'm sorry. Joy.
Yes. I talked to you earlier last week, and I wanted to say, you know, you said, what can we do about all this? And I got to thinking later, you are doing something about it. You're making your voice heard.
Thank you.
And really standing up for the Constitution and America, and I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
Glad you're on this radio. And do you remember that verse, 2 Chronicles 7:14?
If my people.
You do it? You know it?
I do. Go ahead and say it.
If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and I will heal their lands.
Hmm.
That's what we're needing, isn't it?
We need to take a knee, don't we? All of us need to fall down and pray that. But just the words isn't enough. Our hearts need to be broken. I appreciate it, Joy. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, right.
God bless you.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
We need to turn back to God. And going back to some of the things that it said here that President Barack Obama said, and I believe he said these things at different times. I don't think it was all in one interview. But I will research that and find out on that for sure. I got this in a hurry this morning, and I thought this is really good, and then I got to thinking about it. Well, it might not be 100% true, and I don't want to give you fake news. We need to not worship our nation. We need to worship God, not government. We had a president say that last week. We need to stand on rule of law and common sense, godly principles. We need to honor our nation, but first we need to honor our God. And what we're seeing is a divide, and the division is intentional. It's up to us to be the ones that lock the arms, to stand for God, to honor our nation, because we believe, even in the darkest hours of this nation when we're not so proud, we believe God brought us through for a purpose, and that purpose is always His purpose, not ours. To be a free people so that we can be free in Him. So won't you stand with me to bring America home?
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast, designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.